Hope you're enjoying this podcast brought to you by Changing Room Chat. This episode is sponsored by Nicopods Elite, and we have quickly stopped for an advertisement with our sponsors. You have 30 seconds, pal. Go.
Here at Nicopods Elite, we supply premium nicotine pouches. We operate in the Aberdeen area and supply next-day delivery throughout the UK to personal customers and also to businesses. We offer a wide range of brands such as Killa, Pablo, and many other fan favourites. Find us on Instagram now at Nicopods Elite, or browse our website at www.nicopodselite.com. Boom. There you go. Don't even need the full 30.
Know the feeling, brother. Welcome to episode 4 of Changing Room Chat. Today we're joined by professional 4-0 boxer. First person to come on the podcast twice, so I guess that's better than his actual boxing career, I guess. This episode is sponsored by Nicopods Elite, with thanks again to New Advocates Park and East End Juniors for letting us host it here. Gregor. You alright, pal?
How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
We'll start with the big one. Injury.
Yeah, which one?
Killer. This one.
This one. Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare. I didn't really expect it. You know, I've been told I can't fight for... Well, I'm not fighting the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'll probably be back out start next year, so...
Yeah.
You know,
was that a collapsed lung? Was that what it was officially?
Yeah.
Yeah, put as
collapsed lung. So I went in at...
Because it wasn't from fighting.
No, it wasn't from fighting. It was from coughing, actually.
Yeah.
It's a single cough that happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I just went, you know, through my day as I would training, which I struggled with.
Yeah.
And I knew something was up.
Yeah.
But I just continued to work, doing the PTs and a few classes at night.
Yeah.
And then I went up to hospital. You know, I just thought it was a pulled muscle or something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in for surgery and in for 4 days. So
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a bit of a scare.
So the fight was obviously you were due to fight at the end of November.
Yeah, 25th of November at the ballroom.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that first 6-rounder. Had some big plans as well. So,
yeah.
You know, I was a bit gutted, but as always, next time I'm still young.
See, yeah, that's what I was about to say next. Because you're so young, and I know your head's obviously screwed on, right? It hasn't really affected you much, has it? Like,
no, it's just, you know, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Just as you're building up a bit of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Kind of head of steam, really. You were kind of...
Yeah, I was on a good roll.
Yeah, you know? Consistency and stuff like that.
Yeah, every fight was getting better.
Yeah.
You know, I still plan to do that when I come back.
Yeah.
It's been an improvement every time, so...
Yeah. And you picked up the you mentioned which one, you hurt your back as well. Is it frustrating when it's in... Because you never really used to have much injuries, did you?
No,
like when you played football,
because I'm so young.
Spoke about last time, yeah.
You know, you don't get big injuries when you're a kid.
Yeah,
you shouldn't anyway. So I've never really been used to it, but this year has been quite unlucky.
Yeah,
you know, I had my spinal fracture. That was at the start of the year, maybe like March time. So I was put out of fight then.
Yeah.
And then I got back into it in June, got a good role on 2 fights, and then this happened. So you know, it has been an unlucky year, but
yeah.
In boxing terms, everything's went well.
Yeah.
Stayed undefeated. You know, as I've said before, big improvements from each fight. So.
Yeah. But you've been out 3 times this year, no? 3?
Yeah, January.
Yeah, 3, yeah.
January, June, and September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's still pretty good going with the 2 injuries. You've still managed to get out 3 times.
Yeah. And that's 2 fights cancelled. So it would have been 5.
5, yeah.
So, yeah. Building up good momentum.
Yeah, exactly. Last time you were on here, it was just after your first pro fight. You've obviously had 3 since then. How's that been?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I feel like, you know, my first fight, I was 18-year-old, never fought without a head guard.
Yeah.
First time fighting an actual man.
Yeah.
I was used to fighting guys my age.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, a lot of changes to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And obviously at the ballroom, you know, sold out show, everyone screaming your name.
Yeah.
But since then, you know, been able to calm down. I know what it's like now.
Yeah.
So I've been able to settle down.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Because obviously we're friends, well, I see it, but I wanted to speak about it in here. See, when you look at your fights, for me, they've kind of went the opposite way around. Like, for me, your hardest fight was your first one.
Yeah.
And then your last one, just what was it,
September,
the boy hit you, what, twice in 4 rounds? So it's kind of went the opposite way around. Do you reckon that's just the way the fights have panned, or do you reckon it's because you're getting better every time? Like the last 2 fights you've had, the boys barely laid a glove.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that if that was your first 2 fights, it would have been different?
To be honest, I'd say Logan, yeah, he was my hardest fight so far. For a debut fight,
yeah,
that was a risk to take.
Home fight as well, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he was looking for the win that night.
Yeah.
Just as much as I was, so it was a really good fight. It was a battle. But I think I've improved a lot since then. I've seen it in my sparring. You know, my sparring partners have said so.
Yeah.
Like Akiko Martinez and that, they've seen big improvements. So at the same time, I feel like I've, you know, gotten a lot better since then.
Yeah.
So I'm making things easier for myself.
You mentioned obviously Kiko and that. The last time you were on, you'd been over, you've been again, you've been back since then. How was that going back, more experienced in your own level? Like obviously Kiko's had this couple of fights since then as well, but you've got better. How was that? Was it more enjoyable? Was it different?
Yeah, a bit of both. I mean, when I first went over, I still had an amateur style.
Yeah.
There was a lot like bouncing on the toes, you know. And after three rounds, you're a bit knackered.
Yeah.
Constantly moving. Whereas now, I've got that pro style. You know, chill out a bit, sit down on my shots. So I was able to go for much longer. And just the skill set improved.
Yeah.
You know, so I did find it a lot more enjoyment.
Yeah.
Know?
Because obviously, I don't think there's any, we're not naming names, sorry to mention this, but you said to me on a personal level, the first time you went, you sparred with a guy that, to use your quote, he threw you about.
Yeah.
And then you went back and you pretty much did the same thing to him. That sort of stuff must build the confidence as well when you're in with good guys that you see the tables turning completely in the space of what, a year, mm-hmm. if that?
Yeah, I mean, just a year. It's not that long. And as you said, you know, the first time I went over, you know, he was throwing me about, landing shots, probably getting the better of me. And then this year went over, and as you say, the tables turned.
Yeah.
It's just a completely different spar. So, you know, I did feel more stronger. Just the styles have changed.
Yeah.
You know, so.
How do you do that? Because obviously, I see you in the gym and I see you in fights, and you're always so calm with it. Like, does that just come naturally? Is that just a thing as you feel like, because you are very experienced for being only 19, because you've been fighting since what, 14 competitively?
Yeah.
So do you just feel comfortable in there now? It's just another spar essentially.
Well, because I've been doing this since I was 14, I started off at, you know, my second fight I won a Scottish, so
straight
from
in,
then it was constantly fighting high caliber opponents.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to it, you know, all the pressure, dealing with it all. So yeah, it's not too bad. I can chill out.
Yeah.
I find it quite easy now.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're always gonna have nerves going into a fight.
Yeah.
But it's just about, you know, channeling the nerves. I've been able to do that.
Yeah.
So far.
And on that as well, I've kind of got it written down that you fought in Aberdeen three times, twice at the Ballroom, once at the Ardo, and then you fought away in Glasgow. How's fighting away to being at home? Different? Is it more nervous? Is it less nervous?
It is different. I don't know if it's more nervous or less nervous, because that was probably that's the most nervous I've probably been for a fight.
What, the Glasgow one?
Yeah.
Was it?
I don't know why, but I liked fighting in Glasgow.
Yeah.
It was different. You know, I still had a really good amount of people down there.
Yeah. Was it 8 tables, 7 tables, I think it was? Maybe even more?
Eight tables. Yeah. I think it was 8 tables, yeah. So 80 people came down.
Yeah.
It was, you know, loud as ever.
Yeah.
Because it's not the biggest of places, you know, it seemed louder than it probably was, but
yeah.
I loved fighting down in Glasgow, and it just gives other people an opportunity to see me fight that don't necessarily know me, so
yeah,
you can broaden, you know.
Well, because I've seen that even becoming friends with you since the last time you did the pod, you see, like, obviously the last Ballroom fight, there was all the Aberdeen fans, the ultras and stuff like that, they were there. How does that feel for you? Because obviously your social media grows all the time, and there's people now supporting you now that didn't when you first started.
Mm-hmm.
Must be a pretty cool feeling. Like, people that know you when you don't know them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, people are going, that's Gregor McPherson. Must be quite a cool feeling.
Yeah. It also, you know, shows that I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
And I'm making an impact.
Yeah.
And you touched on the football boys.
Yeah.
You know, having them on your side as well is a big help.
Yeah.
With all the cheering and stuff, you know, it spurs you on.
Yeah.
And having their flags out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it is really good. And like you said, people that don't know me, that are starting to take interest, it makes me feel really good.
Yeah. That's class, mate. So, recovery-wise, you're probably, that's you out till the end of the year.
I can train. after probably like the start of December. That's when I'm allowed to go in.
Yeah.
Lightly training. So I'll still go to the show on the 25th of November.
Yeah.
And to show some support, but training I'll start on December.
Yeah.
So
what do you think of like the sort of Aberdeen sort of scene at the moment? Because obviously the fight card you were meant to fight on, Ben Bartlett's headlining, Fraser Wilkinson's fighting. There's obviously Dean he was the headline last time you fought. How do you find that sort of to be part of that? Because it is good that there's kind of four boys from this sort of northeast area that's all capable of headlining. Because I know you're gonna headline before long. Dino's headlined, Wilco headlined the last one you fought at. Ben was due to do this one. Mm-hmm. How is that to kind of be part of that sort of northeast boys that you can all headline, you can all sell tickets?
Yeah, it's really good because you know Aberdeen's not really been known for the fighting background for a long time.
Yeah.
And now we've got the likes of me, Dean, Ben, Fraser.
Yeah.
You know, we're all kind of similar weights. I'm lightweight, they're welterweight, super welterweight.
Yeah.
So it is good. Hopefully we can all do good things in the sport.
Yeah.
Spur each other on.
Yeah. You kind of mentioned when we spoke about the recovery side of it. So you mentioned it earlier on that it's just kind of delayed what your plans are. So is that the case that when you go back in at the start of the year, I'm assuming what, maybe March, April time? That's me maybe speaking out of turn, but...
We'll see. We'll see how the recovery goes. Because, you know, I could go into training and still not feel 100%. Yeah. So it just depends how I'm feeling in training.
Yeah.
If I get off to a good start, then it'll be way earlier than that.
Yeah.
I'll know myself. You know, yeah. It's my body. I'll know when it's ready to go back. Because that's the thing. There's no point in rushing. I'm only 19. It's plenty of time. So.
But then that's what you're saying, like you said that you were looking to go six rounds of this in the one in November. If it takes you a while and it's the summer of next year before you're back in, you're still at that age where if you need to have another four, mm-hmm. it's no massive deal, eh?
Well, I think after this injury, I think we probably would go back to a four rounder and then the fight after we'll go for a six rounder because, you know, it's a lot
just to get you back in,
Obviously your lung, you know.
Yeah.
Or your breathing. So
do you find, I was gonna bring this up, we've mentioned it a bit last time that obviously your dad's your coach, but he's also your manager, essentially. I was talking to someone about this the other day, in my work, and is that a big benefit for you having your dad? Because when we spoke about it on the podcast with John, John Laird, that he looked after his son, and it's the best thing to have because whatever your dad's going to ask for, they know you're going to look after you. They're just going to your best interests.
Yeah.
So does that benefit you a lot? Because you must be able just to concentrate on the fight and nothing else.
Yeah, 100%. You know, because he's my dad, I've got 100% trust in him.
Yeah.
All his decisions I'll go with. He knows me better than anyone.
Yeah.
Having him as my coach, you know, getting brilliant training.
Yeah.
With my other coaches, Graham as well.
Yeah.
Graham and John. But yeah, having my dad to be the number one guy by my side, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, because that's a big thing for me, because it's obviously your dad, everything that a promoter or whatever throws at you in terms of traveling away, your dad's first questions is going to be, for the sake of being a dad, where's he staying, where's the fight, what's this, what's that, what's that. So it's like, it must be the fact that you can just go, yeah, I don't even have to bother.
I'd say he's got everything under control.
Yeah,
you know, like you say, it's my best interest.
Yeah.
So, he knows the right fights at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, he's got all of it under control.
Yeah. Last time you were on, you kind of gave me the stereotypical podcast answer of, yeah, I'm just going to take fight to fight. And I thought, this guy's a shy guy. And I now know you're not shy. So don't bullshit me here. What is the plan for you?
Just going to give you the same answer I take.
Come on, come on. Forget the microphone. Come on, just
fight,
speak to
me. Fight by fight. No, stay grounded.
Yeah.
Don't look too far ahead. Next fight, that's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Get the win there, then we move on.
Yeah. So, coming away from your short career, it's something that I did tell you we were going to speak about, the boxing scene side of it, but what you've said there, or one more what I've said, does that come into your mind? So the Misfits fight at the weekend, there's boys that are jumping into fights, maybe their third fight, and they're making 2, 3, 4 million. And I've seen comments on Instagram and stuff where people are being like, it's a circus, it's this and that, because boys have to go through the journeyman circuit or the circuit like you've done, where they've got to have heaps of fights to get a big fight. Whereas these guys train for 8 months, or not even that, 8 weeks, and all of a sudden they're making hundreds of thousands and fighting on box office. I'm way to ask if that bothers you, but knowing you like I do, I don't think it would bother you. Fair play to them sort of thing, but yeah. I just wondered your kind of thoughts on that, those boys kind of doing that sort of things.
I mean, I can see why other boxers would get annoyed, because, you know, some boys have been training since they were, you know, really young.
Yeah.
Waiting for an opportunity like that. These guys are just coming in, you know, saying they want to fight.
Yeah.
And as you say, they're getting paid millions.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it is a bit disheartening when you're working so hard to get there and guys that have never fought before are getting their, you know. But at the same time, if I was offered that money, I'm not going to turn it down.
That's where I was going to go next to that.
Yeah, so like, you'd be silly to turn that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a shambles when you've got boys like Logan Paul, KSI and that.
Yeah.
You know, getting millions for boxing.
Did you watch that the weekend?
No, I didn't. I don't watch any of
them. Doesn't even affect you?
No, I'd rather watch like...
Do you think it's good for boxing though? Or do you think it's bad?
I think it ruins the sport sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I think it's all right. Because there's people that's going to watch, just for trying to make an example, people that will watch Love Island and all that, or watch Tommy Fury, and then you would like to think that in next week, is it? They'll then watch Tyson because of it. So I think there is benefits to it.
I mean, when you say that, yeah, there could be. But when you're looking at the calibre of the fights, it's just it's a mockery of boxing.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like... Seen the way they were grabbing on each other, punching each other on the floor. Like, what's that about?
The two main fights on Saturday were the worst fights in the entire card.
Yeah.
Which goes back to what you're saying. It does make a mockery of it. But the kind of undercard fights that were boys that were looking to go out, make as much money as they could for the capabilities they've got. Mm-hmm. And they actually fought pretty well.
Yeah.
You're a good looking boy. I can say that.
Cheers.
Obviously, Tommy Fury starting like sort of Love Island scene, and then he started his boxing career. Yeah, he's Tyson's brother, that's fine. But then he got dragged into the sort of influencer boxing site. Say in a few fights time, you're following the way it is. If someone called you out, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
The money they're getting offered nowadays.
More importantly, 100%. Do you think your dad would let you?
Yeah, he would. I think he would.
Do you think that'll affect Tommy in the long run? You know, in the fight he's just fought two YouTubers, do you reckon he'll get taken serious now? Or do you reckon he'll struggle to get back into traditional boxing?
I think already, you know, a lot of people have got a lot to say about Tommy.
Yeah.
But again, if they were offered what he's getting offered, money-wise, do you think they'd be turning it down?
Yeah.
You know? So you need to think of it like that. But I do think it'll be hard for him to return back to the pro game properly. Yeah. So.
It's where he goes. That's the thing for me. I don't know where he goes now, because he's headlined two shows now. He's won, scraped through both, in my opinion. So what is he at? Altogether, 10 fights, I think? Tops he's had?
I'm not sure.
So back in the normal level, 10 fights, you're not, what, above British? If that, maybe.
Yeah, if you're on TV, you could get a British shot.
Yeah.
But like, boys like me, probably 10 fights, you know, I'd like to be there.
Yeah.
But as you said, I just don't know where he'd go after that YouTube fights. Don't know who, if he goes back to a journeyman, because they're not boxers, you know, they're influencers.
Yeah.
As you said, they've been training for 8 weeks, 12 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, some of them don't even know the basics of boxing.
Yeah.
So if he's scraping a win against them, what's he going to do against, you know, an up-and-coming guy?
Yeah.
Know? So... Yeah,
I think he would struggle to get back into it as well. Because say realistically, he goes back down to the traditional boxing route, and say it is a British title. British titles, for people that listen to boxing, know that British is huge, really.
Yeah.
Even then, is he going to go? I'm going to go fight for a British title, maybe York Hall, something like that, which is still a boxer would love to fight there.
Yeah.
But then he's comparing his last two fights to millions of people, millions of quid in the bank. I think it would be hard for him, eh?
Yeah, thing is, he knows to pick the fights.
Yeah.
You know, he's smart like that.
Yeah.
To get his money, get the win, and out of there. Which, you know, you do need to have the brains to do that. You can't just go in and go, oh, I'll take that fight.
Yeah.
You need to have a bit of brains about, you know, like, your opponent, when's the right time, stuff like that. Because if you go in too early, you get a defeat, that could be your career over, you know?
Especially after his the fights against YouTubers. If he goes and fights someone half decent for, a British title, for example, and he gets beat, So we were obviously talking about the people that are actually fighting in that sort of world is a little bit of a circus. I think it's more the fans, personally, because I read a lot of Instagram stuff, and you read some of the things that people say that you know that are quite new to the sport, and you see their opinions, and you think, Jesus Christ, you're having me on here. But, like, that's the world we live in now. So if Tommy goes and fights for a British title and gets beat, his career is effectively fucked, probably.
Yeah.
Because people will just go, he's shite. Because mm-hmm. that's the thing. We've spoke about this before as friends. That's what annoys me in boxing. Compared to MMA, Muay Thai, way better sport overall, in my opinion. But the one downside to boxing is if you lose once, all of a sudden you're shite.
It can be very hard to, you know, get back up.
Why is that? Like, it's just, it's so cutthroat in boxing, eh?
Yeah, it is tough. You know, a lot of boys can't get back from a defeat.
Yeah.
But, you know, the few that do,
yeah,
you know, they're lucky, because a lot of people don't get that chance to, you know, return back to the big stage. Yeah. So
even at, like, smaller stages, like, how do you deal with that? Because I know, obviously, at Bob Box, the gym that you and your dad have got, that you've run, you've got people that are going to eventually fight in whatever amateur shows, maybe a bit more than that, things like that. How do you deal with them as a coach? Because if they get beat and their head goes, how do you approach that? Like, because I know it doesn't matter, but from the outside looking in, it does.
Yeah.
So how do you, as a coach, just, is it just a factor of getting them back to basics, getting them back in the gym, more importantly?
The thing is, you know, if you get a defeat in amateurs, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Amateurs is, you know, just getting experience.
Yeah.
Although it's good to win titles and that. Like, it's different to pros. If you get beaten pros, as you say, a lot of people have a lot of opinions on you, and it's hard to get back up.
Yeah.
Whereas amateurs, you get a defeat, you could be fighting in 2 weeks' time.
Go again.
So, yeah. It doesn't really matter in the amateur game. But it is a hard one to take.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of boys can't bounce back from it if they're taking a defeat.
Yeah.
Another defeat. But the ones that are strong-minded do.
Yeah. So. It's a bit like life, is it, really? Yeah. It's no different from normal sort of life. We kind of touched on, well, I touched on Tyson Fury when we were talking about it. Are you going to watch the Ngannou fight?
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, him doing that? Similar to the Misfits thing, you can't knock it, can
money.
You?
Yeah. No one's going to turn down that money.
Yeah.
And, like, when you look at it, he's the best boxer just now.
Yeah.
And he's fighting an MMA fighter.
Is he the best boxer at the moment, in your opinion?
I think he is. I think he's too big, too skillful, light on his feet for heavyweight.
Yeah.
His boxing brain's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, like, from his perspective, I can't see him losing this fight. He's getting paid heaps of money.
Yeah.
So, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he do this fight?
And then after that, he fights Usyk, apparently, in December. I know that you like both of them. What do you think of that fight?
I just think he's too much for Usyk.
Do you?
Yeah, too big.
Again, just pure size.
I just think it's his size, because Usyk's, you know, really skillful as well.
Yeah.
But
do you think that'll cause Fury any bother? No?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think Fury's too smart, too big.
He just, his ability to make anyone look shite is frightening, like,
just his weight alone, you know,
that's
a lot to tackle.
Yeah,
if he's leaning on you, that's taking a lot of your energy out.
Have you ever fought anyone considerably heavier than you?
No, in amateurs, you need to be the same
weight. Like, even like sparring, is it do you feel a big so where your weight, obviously, was it 61.5 normally, 61. Roughly 61, do you feel that sort of weight difference, you know, if someone's like even just a couple of kilos heavier than you?
Yeah, definitely.
Does it make a huge difference? Is it,
I wouldn't say it makes a huge difference, but
you can certainly, you know, feel
never,
it.
You'd never do it in a fight.
Yeah.
That's just taking silly risks.
Yeah.
Sparring, I don't mind sparring people that are heavier than me.
Yeah.
It brings me on fighting heavier guys, more stronger opponents, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you do feel that, you know, extra couple kilos
behind
the shots.
So, even for example, like you cut down to weight, and then the guy maybe gets a few bottles of water and a pizza in him the night before. Can you sort of feel that weight in the, when you're fighting, or do you just kind of not try and let it bother you, just go and
that do the business? That never bothers me.
Nah.
If he weighs in on weight, then there's no problem.
Yeah, you're not arsed what he's going to be the next day.
It's up to me what I weigh up to next day, you know?
Yeah.
I could go up however much I want.
I've seen you eating Nando's after your weigh-ins, mate.
Yeah, that's tradition. Nando's.
Mate, so hopefully we tune in again with you in a couple of months' time. Get the recovery sorted. And then so that's it for you, really, just putting one foot in front of the other and getting back in the ring as soon as you can.
Yeah, I mean, just now I'm just taking it easy,
yeah,
getting some family time. I'm enjoying doing like the TikTok and YouTube stuff just now. So that's kind of keeping my head taken over.
How was Dubai, by the way?
Dubai was really good.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a holiday, but
mate, I ended up training every day. You don't have a holiday in you, mate.
So I actually, that was the best part of the holiday, going and training.
The training. How was that gym? The gym looked unbelievable.
It's the best gym I've been in.
Is that a different world?
Hands down. So everything's brand new. It's such a modern gym.
Yeah.
You've got Rocky Fielding in the gym.
He's a big boy, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a big lad. Yeah,
he's a big guy.
Who was the other guy you met? Some sort of...
Ryan Taylor. So he was on the Misfits boxing.
Pulled out.
Did he pull out?
Yeah, he got arrested. Two days before the fight or something. So I don't know what dodgy dealings you did with him in Dubai, like, but he got nicked for it.
He's such a sound guy. You know, really nice, down to earth.
Yeah. Is everything like that over there in the sort of boxing world? Like,
yeah,
just gym, just full of good people? And
that's it. Like, I walked into the gym, didn't know anyone. By the time I left, you know, you get a good connection with everyone, good friendship, and then next day you're speaking to them like you've known them for years.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Class, mate. Right, all the best for your recovery. Make sure everything goes good, and then we'll get you on again in a couple of fights time.
Yeah, can't wait.
Cheers for coming in, pal.